The Power of the Spoken Word, Chapter 2, I Give Unto You Power. God's gift to man is power. Power and dominion over all created things, his mind, his body, and affairs. All unhappiness comes from lack of power. Man imagines himself weak and the victim of circumstances, claiming that conditions over which he had no control caused his defeat. Man by himself is indeed a victim of circumstances, but linked with God power, all things are possible. Through a knowledge of metaphysics, we're discovering how this can be done. By your word, you contact this power. Then miraculously, every burden is lifted and every battle is won. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Watch your words with all diligence. You're continually reaping the fruits of your words, and he that overcometh and keepeth my works to the end, to him I will give power and dominion over the nations. Overcoming means to conquer all doubts, fears, and negative vibrations. One man with perfect peace and perfect poise, filled with love and goodwill, could dissolve all negative vibrations. They would melt away like snow under the sun. Jesus Christ said, "All power is given unto me to bring heaven upon earth." Let us give thanks that this is now coming to pass, for evil is unreal and leaves no stain. This God power is within you, your subconscious mind. It's the realm of inspiration, revelation, and illumination. It's the realm of miracles and wonders. Quick and seemingly impossible changes take place for your good. A door opens where there were no doors. Supply appears from hidden and unexpected channels, for God has weapons ye know not of. To work with God power, you must give it right of way and still the reasoning mind. The instant you ask, infinite intelligence knows the way of fulfillment. Man's part is to rejoice and give thanks and act his faith. A very well-known woman in England told of this experience. She was asking with great feeling for a realization of God, and these words came to her, "Act as though I were and I am." It's exactly what I say over and over again. Only active faith impresses the subconscious, and unless you impress the subconscious, there are no results. I'll now give you an example to show you how the law works. A woman came to me whose heart's desire was her right marriage and happy home. She was very fond of a certain man, but he was a most difficult person. After having shown her every attention and devotion, he suddenly changed and dropped out of her life. She was unhappy, resentful, and discouraged. I said, "Now is the time to prepare for your happy home. Buy little things for it as if you hadn't a minute to spare." She became quite interested in shopping for her happy home when all appearances were against it. "Now," I said, "you'll have to perfect yourself on the situation and become immune to all resentment and unhappiness." I gave her the statement, "I'm now immune to all hurt and resentment. My poise is built upon a rock, the Christ within." I said, "When you're immune to all hurt and resentment, this man will be given you or his equivalent." It took many months when one evening she came to see me and said, "I have only the kindest and most friendly feelings for this man. If he isn't the divine selection, I would be happy without him." Not long after, she happened to meet the man. He was so sorry for the way he'd acted, he begged her to forgive him. And not long after, they were married, and a happy home came into manifestation. It had built itself around her active faith. Your only enemies are within yourself. The woman's enemies were hurt and resentment. They are indeed serpents and scorpions. Many lives have been wrecked by these two enemies. Linked with God power, all opposition vanished from this woman's life. Nothing could by any means hurt her. Think what that means to have a life free from all unhappy experiences. It's done through making a conscious contact with God power every instant. Many times in the Bible, the word power is mentioned. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. A person with a rich consciousness attracts riches. A person with a poor consciousness attracts poverty. I've seen people in this truth rise out of lack and limitation by linking with the God power within, not depending on the external. Trusting in God gives you irresistible power. For this supreme intelligence only knows the way of fulfillment. Trust in me, and I will bring it to pass. All our knowledge of truth can bring us is to know that God is the only power, one presence, one plan. When you have the fixed idea that there's only one power in the universe, God power, all appearance of evil will disappear from your world. In getting a demonstration, we must acknowledge only one power. Evil comes from man's own vain imaginings. Withdraw all power from evil, and it is powerless to hurt. I'll give you an example which shows the working of the law. I was in a restaurant with a friend who spilled something on her dress. She was sure it would leave a stain. I said, "We'll give it a treatment." I made the statement, "Evil is unreal and leaves no stain." I said, "Now don't look. Leave it to infinite intelligence." In about an hour, we took a look, and there was not the slightest stain. What's true of a little thing is true of a big thing. You can use this statement for past misfortunes or mistakes, and somehow or other, under grace, the effects will disappear. They will leave no stain. Many people are using personal power instead of God power, which always brings unhappy reaction. Personal power means forcing personal will. I'll give the example of a woman I knew a long time ago. She married a man who worked on a newspaper, drawing a comic strip. His drawings demanded a knowledge of slang, which he used on every occasion. She decided he should cultivate his mind and read the classics. They moved to a college town so that he could go to college. She insisted upon his going to college. He resisted a little at first, then he grew to like it. Soon he was steeped in the classics. He wouldn't talk anything but Plato and Aristotle. He wanted the food cooked the way they cooked and eat the simple food they ate. Her life had become a nightmare. After that, she never tried to change people. The only person to change is yourself. As you change, all the conditions around you will change. People will change. When you are undisturbed by a situation, it falls away of its own weight. Your life is outpictured by the sum total of your subconscious beliefs. Wherever you go, you take these conditions with you. I am strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I am backed by unnumbered hosts of power. Power means dominion, and dominion means control. Man controls conditions by a knowledge of spiritual law. Suppose your problem is lack or limitation. Your urgent need is supply. Link with this God power within and give thanks for your immediate supply. If you're too close to the situation, if you're filled with doubts and fears, go to the practitioner for help, someone to see clearly for you. A man told me while at a truth center in Pittsburgh, he heard people talking about me and he said, "Who in heck is Florence Scovel Shan?" Someone replied, "Oh, she wrote The Game of Life. If you write to her, she'll get you a miracle." He said he promptly wrote to me and got a demonstration. Jesus Christ said, "When two of you agree, it shall be done." Do not hesitate to ask for help if you cannot see clearly your good. Jesus Christ saw clearly for the people he healed. He did not tell them to heal themselves. Of course, you can reach the state where you do not need any help when you have that fixed idea that God's power is the only power and that God's plan is the only plan. We cannot take blessings from infinite intelligence. They must be given us. Man's power is to be a grateful receiver. "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands, and hath put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the fields." This is God's idea of man. But man's idea of himself is one of limitation and failure. It's only in a big moment that man seems to rise to his power and dominion. It isn't until we face a situation of lack that we suddenly express the power which has already been given us. I've known people who are usually nervous and anxious to become poised and powerful when confronted by a big situation. "Hear, O Israel, ye have no need to fight. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord." People often ask, "What does it mean to stand still, to do nothing at all?" Standing still means to keep your poise. I said to a man who was tense and anxious, "Take it easy and see the salvation of the Lord." He replied, "My, that has helped me a lot." Most people are trying too hard. They carry their burdens and fight their battles and are therefore always in a turmoil and never get what we call a demonstration. Stand aside and see the salvation of the Lord. We might paraphrase the scriptures and say, "Hear, O Israel, you will never win this battle by fighting. Leave it entirely to me, and it will be given you." Following the magic path of intuition, you escape all complications and friction and make a beeline to your demonstration. Remember, we're told not to despise the day of small things. It's a great mistake to think that anything is unimportant. I was going to a shop to buy two articles. In my vicinity are two shops, an expensive one, and where all the things are a little cheaper. But the articles are exactly the same. The reasoning mind said, "Go to the cheaper place." But intuition said, "Go to the expensive place." Of course, I followed that magic path. I told the clerk what I wanted, and he said, The two articles are today sold for the price of one because they're advertising one of the products. So, intuition led me to the right place and price. The difference in price was only about 50 cents, but intuition always looks after our interests. If I'd been trying to get something cheap, I would have gone to the other shop and paid twice as much. Learn from the little things, and you'll be ready to handle the big things. Studying closely the scriptures, we find God's gift to man is power. The things and conditions automatically follow. God gives man power to get well. He gives man power over the elements. He gives man power to heal sickness and to cast out devils. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and shall walk and not faint. Let us realize that this invincible power is within reach of all. Whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. So we find the word links man with omnipotence. This supreme intelligence is more than equal to lifting every burden and fighting every battle. All power is given unto me to bring my heaven upon earth.